Hello, and welcome to the Alaskan Express, blowing in live from the final frontier. I'm so glad that you'll be sharing the next hour with me on this beautiful Alaskan evening. It's my intention that we will learn, share, and grow together. I will be taking live calls a little later, but first I wanted to give some background on the work I do, why I do it, and who I am. My name is Julie Mir, and I'm a psychic medium from Anchorage, Alaska. I hold a Ph.D. in religion and a D.D. in divinity. I am also a wife, a mother, a sister, and a friend. Currently, I am the executive director of the Alaska Body Mind Spirit Foundation. The foundation is a networking of healers, readers, and visionaries. My goal at this time in life is to teach quality mediumship development circles and to promote quality practitioners. I have also been given the vision to build a facility here in Alaska. You can read about the concept by going to www.holisticseek.com and clicking on Alaska. There you will find the information if you feel led to participate. In my life, I've studied many teachings. In my search for a connection with the creator of my understanding, mediumship has by far taught me more than any other philosophy. It has brought me comfort, balanced my understanding, and brought closure to the deaths I have encountered in my own life. I know in my heart, without a doubt, that love never dies. We leave our bodies, but our consciousness is infinite. I feel that Alaska is the crown chakra of Mother Earth, and some of the vortices here are the strongest I have encountered on my travels in life. I've experienced a similar energy in Boynton Canyon outside of Sedona, but there is really no comparison to the vortex of Denali, the mountain you would recognize as Mount McKinley. Alaskan winters also offer a chance to experience the dark night of the soul. Long, cold, lonely winter nights are an excellent way to really go within and know yourself well. The connection with Creator via the Aurora Borealis is something everyone should experience in this lifetime. The sky glowing green with the color of a healthy, balanced heart chakra brings tears to many eyes. Alaska brings me back to center. The best time to experience this phenomenon is January. It's cold and pristine, and a spiritual experience like none other. Like many of you listening, I have used this ability, or my sixth sense, to converse with the other side all of my life. It wasn't until I was in high school that I realized not everyone acknowledged the ability. I also realized that not everyone looked at it through the eyes of approval. It's been a learning experience for me to accept what I do as a natural part of my psyche, and not to exchange in the judgment of those who do not yet understand. Just as I am able to breathe, listen, taste, touch, and smell, I am also able to sense messages from those across the veil. Mediumship and psychic abilities have often been referred to as the sixth sense. For me, the sixth sense is a culmination of the other five senses I use every day. Just to make the point, I'd like to share that if we lose one sense, we will rely on another to compensate. When we study mediumship seriously, we sharpen the sixth sense without having to lose another. An example of this would be, to you, the hair standing up on the back of your neck might be interpreted as fear. For me, the hair standing up on the back of my neck means I'm connecting with the energy field or thoughts of an energy from across the veil. To put it very simply, I am talking to the memory of a person. Again, I would like to stress that love never dies and consciousness is infinite. Our human body does in fact pass away, but the thoughts and perceptions of who we are stay completely intact. These thoughts and perceptions are what I and many mediums out there are able to connect with. Mediumship for me is based heavily in symbolism. It would be much easier if the departed would step up behind me, tap me on the shoulder, and whisper the message they wish to share in my ear. This is not how it works in my experience. For me, it is more a game of charades. Imagine, if you will, someone diving off the high dive at the local swimming pool. They swim to the bottom of the pool while holding their breath, and come to a small porthole at the 12-foot depth. The medium is waiting underneath the pool to play a symbolic game of charades with them. The medium is looking up through the glass, trying to read or interpret the signals which are impressed in the right front temporal lobe, or that part of your brain where your imagination lives. It's the function of the medium to interpret correctly the symbolism the diver is trying to convey. Sounds easy enough, doesn't it? Do you remember the old game show called the $25,000 Pyramid? It's a similar process. To sum it up, mediums are interpreters for the symbolism they receive through their own five senses. And yes, it takes a lot of practice. Why do I do this work? That is the question that I'm asked more than any other. In two words, I can sum it up quite easily. Heart healing. When we lose a loved one in our lives, there is a void and a hole and a longing. We need and want comfort and to know that our loved one is all right. Grief can be a long, hard, slippery slope, and mediumship is a tool that can help us to understand that they are indeed okay. Mediumship is not a substitute for good, solid grief counseling, but it can help complete the circle of understanding, leading to healing and closure. Think of your medium as a telephone which is able to translate one language to another, so the receiver can understand the message. The process of mediumship involves first validation of who the energy was on this side of the veil, and this is usually followed by a validation of how they passed. Sometimes, they share details of your life that they have observed from the other side since the passing. Then they really want to connect and let you know that they are all right, and it is all right for you to be happy, even though they have crossed. Our lives should not stop when another makes the transition. It's a new beginning for all involved. A quality mediumship session will be heart healing and uplifting. The purpose is to help you heal the very real emotional wound caused by the passing. Please remember that just because one has crossed over to the other side, their learning and experience has not stopped. They, like you, are still learning who and what lies at the core of who they are and what they need to learn to evolve as a spiritual being. Mediumship is wisely used to help you move on in understanding and will help your loved one to move on in understanding also. It is much easier for me to connect and flow for people who are open and receptive. Don't get me wrong, I am the biggest skeptic on the planet, but I am open to messages when I know they are coming from the true source and not from ego. Mediumship is my focus, and although I am technically a psychic medium, all mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. Some are better at seeing the Akashic records, which translates into future life or understanding present life lessons. At times, I'm able to pick up on root issues from the Akashic records or past life experiences. Lately, I seem to be able to pick up on dreams people are having. This is interesting and exciting for me, too. I have to set just a few boundaries for my readings tonight. Please do not ask for medical diagnosis or financial advice. Please don't ask for information about people who have not given me direct permission to be read. Other than that, we go where you want to go. Remember, the less I know about you and your situation, the more accurate I will be. This is because when I know too much, my left brain wants to chime in and make sense of it all. Your reading is none of my business. Validation with a simple yes or no, or I understand, is sufficient. With that, I would like to say a simple prayer, and then we will begin our readings. Guides, guardians, angels, thank you for this time and thank you for this space. I ask that at this time our collective karma be balanced and that all answers come from the current road we walk in life. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher. We also invite friends and family members from across the veil. You are welcome to assist and to come forward now. We do close the gate to negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, here or hereafter. We call upon the archangels. Please surround us individually and collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we will begin our readings. I believe we have a caller on the phone.
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Is there a woman around you that's crossed?
Yeah.
I'm picking her up. Did she have long, lighter hair?
Long, lighter hair.
Longer, lighter hair?
I don't know anyone. My mom passed, but she had short hair.
Okay. Can you check pictures for validation and see if at one point in her life her hair was longer and a lighter color?
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll do this and they'll give validation that you can't get into right now, but when you go back into family archives and pictures, you'll see it.
Long and lighter hair, okay.
Long or lighter hair, yeah.
Lighter color, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, like a lighter color, and I'm feeling like it's back behind her shoulders, but it's not pulled back like in a ponytail. It's just hanging there, and it's beautiful.
Okay.
Are you studying, like, Native American things right now, or studying traditional ways? Are you learning?
No, not really. So
okay.
Is that a...
Is there a studying? Is there a direction you're trying to go to learn something?
No, is that something happening? Is it something for me in the future?
I feel like you're trying to learn something and you're trying to study something, and I'm feeling like go with the traditional ways. I don't know exactly what it is that we're talking about.
Okay.
But I feel like it's if you're going to learn to cook, go to the old cook, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
Okay. So go to the root. Alrighty. Did you have a specific question that you'd like to ask?
Basically, I don't have any specific. I was just wondering, what do you see for me?
I'm seeing a lot of hibiscus flowers around you. Are you from the Pacific Islands, or are you from an island?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going home?
No.
Okay. There might be a trip for you back to the island.
Really?
Yeah, hibiscus for me means Hawaii, but I don't feel like you're from Hawaii. But I feel like you're from an island.
Okay, so you think I'm going to go back to Hawaii?
I think you're going home.
Oh.
And I want to say that your family roots run deep. Is this accurate?
Yes.
Family is very important to you?
Yes.
Okay.
So is this happening in the near future, you think?
You know, that I don't know. All I'm seeing is this hibiscus flower, and I'm feeling like islands, but I know it's not Hawaii.
Okay.
But I feel a very strong family connection to you. Almost like your family, if somebody's in trouble, they call and everybody comes running. I don't feel like somebody's in trouble. I just feel like you're going to be going back home.
Okay. All right.
I don't feel like you're moving back home, but like to visit.
Okay.
Just to show up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Are you interested in the zodiac?
Are
you studying astrology?
What does that mean?
Astrology, the astrological signs.
Oh, astrology. Yes, I am interested.
Yeah, and I'm seeing the signs of the zodiac, which means are you looking into what signs mean, trying to understand other people?
Yes.
Okay. That I feel like that's part of your life's path, and I feel like this is something you've done before. That means that it's going to be very familiar to you.
Oh, okay.
It's like you're a quick study because you've done it before.
Wow.
Yeah, rather than learning it, it's like it's a review for you.
Oh.
And it's coming forward. I really, really get the feeling that you're a student of life.
What? I'm sorry?
A student of life. You're learning everything you can right now. You're just pulling everything in from every angle that you possibly can.
I am. I am. I'm a sponge now.
That's what you're supposed to be doing. So and part of what you're learning in this process is to follow your intuition and your heart. Okay? I feel like you've got some heart issues going on right now. You have some heart issues, like relationship isn't where you want it to be or isn't what you would want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay, that's part of your learning experience. So if you can look at this relationship as a teacher for you.
Okay.
When we're perfect, then we find the perfect mate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to be perfect.
That's interesting.
Relationships are some of our greatest teachers. Okay? And that's not just romantic relationships. That can be relationships in the workplace. That can be relationships within the family. That can be relationships on the freeway. How do you handle road rage?
All different kinds.
Yeah. Okay. It's all part of the learning, and you're on a high learning curve right now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and you're doing well.
Thank you. I'm trying to be.
You're doing
fun.
Very well.
I try to get my hands in every book I can.
That's good. Are you not sleeping a lot right now?
Not really. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's because it's like you need to meditate, and you need to go into meditation to quiet down your thinking brain or your left brain, your analytical side of you. Because when you lay down to go to sleep, it's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we learn to meditate and focus, we can kind of turn the volume down on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I am an analytical person.
Okay, that's good if you're an accountant. It's really hard if you're trying to sleep.
Right on, Julie.
Well, thank you. There is a time and a place to be analytical, and there's a time and a place to shut it off. If you can imagine, you know, when you go in a store and there's a neon open sign, so you know the store is open, or you go, do you go to Starbucks often?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you go to Starbucks, is there a sign on the in the window that says open?
Yeah.
Okay, when Starbucks isn't open, that sign isn't on, right?
Right.
When you go to sleep, turn off your open sign.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that way the thoughts know. It's like, oh, we'll wait till she comes back in.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All righty. Is there anything about Cleveland?
Cleveland,
Ohio?
No. Oh, am I going there?
I don't know. I'm just seeing Cleveland. I'm actually seeing the old Drew Carey TV show, and they have this song that says, Cleveland Rocks, and that's kind of what I'm hearing.
Oh, no,
are you
I don't have any one I know from there or relatives or anybody.
Oh, are you a football fan? Don't they have a football team?
Nope, I'm not a football person at all.
Oh, me neither. That's why I don't know who their team would be.
I wonder what this message means. Is that a message for me, or does it have anything to do with...
You know, that I can't tell you. All I can tell you is I'm getting a very strong feeling of Cleveland, Ohio. So if something comes up that has to do with Cleveland, Ohio, perk your ears up and pay attention.
Okay.
Okay? This feels important. And if you ever... a lot of my symbolism comes in through TV shows and songs. I do not spend my entire life in front of the TV set, but sometimes it sounds like that. The Drew Carey show was kind of a lighthearted, crazy comedy.
Okay, so Cleveland, Ohio, not...
Cleveland, Ohio. So that's the energy that I'm feeling behind this, is kind of a real funny, just kind of a madcap kind of a time.
Oh, okay. Not the desert area like Arizona.
No, I don't think Cleveland has a desert. This might be a new business contact that's from Cleveland.
Okay.
This might just be someone you meet that's from Cleveland, and the feeling that I'm getting is they're funny, or the situation is fun and funny and lighthearted.
Oh.
Yeah. If you ever watched that show, they were always making fun of each other, but not really, but, you know, kind of jabbing each other, but not really. So this
Drew
feels,
Carey show?
The Drew Carey show, yeah. Yeah, go go to Blockbuster and rent all the reruns of the Drew Carey show that Gary has on. But it just kind of feels like a lighten up kind of a thing.
Wow, that's cool.
Feels very positive. I just feel that connection to your family right now is very, very strong.
Oh.
Very strong. Did you guys recently, you just had a passing in that family, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I'm getting that this family is very strong. Okay. Was the person who crossed from an island?
No.
Okay. Is there a lot of family on the islands?
No, not really.
Okay. Think about it after we're done. There's something going on with the families, the islands, and the coming together. There's a real strength in your family.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't see that a lot in the world anymore, and that's really sad.
Yeah.
So it's nice when it happens.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yeah, the woman that you see that, hopefully, that's my mom.
I am not getting I'm not seeing my mom and I'm not seeing my sister, and that's usually who comes through when they're telling me who it is. All I'm seeing is this woman, and I feel it feels very close to you. The energy feels very close to you. The hair is beautiful, and I just keep focusing on the hair.
Oh, long hair. That could have been my grandma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at family pictures to validate who this is, because they're not giving me a clue of who it is. What they're giving me is the feeling. It's very loving. It's very protective. And it's surrounding you right now. So if you're having a hard time in life or you're just making a hard decision, know that this woman's energy is with you and around you.
Okay.
Hold her in your heart because she's holding you.
I wish I know who that is. My mom had very short hair for a
uh-huh.
long, long time. Only my grandma had long hair, but she passed away more than 30 years ago. So.
It's okay. When on the other side, there's no time.
Okay, yeah.
30 years ago is like 30 seconds.
Understand, yes. But she passed away, and she had long hair when she passed, but not
okay.
lighter color.
It's a lighter hair that I'm getting. Yeah, like there could be light shining on it. It could be a picture where she's in very bright sunshine.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, when I see these pictures, they're flashes, and they're very quick.
Okay.
So I can't... It's not like I can freeze frame and look at them for a long time. They make an impression and they move on.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you this, because I'm not getting my usual symbolism for who it is, I don't feel like this person feels that that's important. I feel like what's important to this person is that you know that that energy is around you.
Okay. So maybe she wasn't a family member.
That I don't know.
Okay.
The first thing I got when I heard your voice is there's a woman around you.
Wow.
And this is a really loving, protective energy.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. So if I was going to interject with my left brain here by the process of elimination, I would assume that it's a family member, but I'm not getting that in my symbolism. I'm not getting that it is, and I'm not getting that it isn't. I'm just getting that the energy's around you.
Okay. So she's watching over me and help me through any hard time that I...
Yeah, exactly. Kind of holding you up emotionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's when we're feeling alone, when we're feeling like the world's on our shoulders, it's a bad day that lasted for 6 months, it's really nice to know, especially if our mother is crossed, that there is a feminine energy around us.
Okay.
Because that's usually the first person we want to run to when something's wrong is our mom. And when they're crossed, life changes.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yes.
So I feel like part of this learning extravaganza that you're on right now is because you're going to take up that part of the family, that matriarchal part of the family that's the shoulder for everybody to cry on.
Wow.
Yeah. You gotta be strong to do that. And we get strong by experience. By going within and by really learning who we are, then it's not so easy for emotion and things to push us over because we're rooted and stable in who we are.
Okay.
All righty. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, what do you see for me as far as my job or my career going?
I kind of feel like you're at a crossroads right now. Have you gone as far as you can go?
I think so, yeah.
What I'm seeing is two roads intersecting and coming together, and I'm hearing an old Eric Clapton song about the crossroads. Now, in that song, he talks about selling his soul to the devil. Don't.
So what does that mean?
Don't go there. It means follow your heart. I kind of have you been thinking of opening some kind of a store? Like a store that sells floral things or home decor type things?
I have been wanting to have my own business for a long time.
Make it be so.
Pardon me?
Make it be so. You need to sit down, though, and figure out what it is that you want to do. And I just kind of feel like I'm walking into a store that's got beautiful home decor things.
Oh.
Yeah, like silk, floral displays, furniture, pictures, design service, If someone wants to come in and really sit down and work on creating a beautiful space, I feel like that's the place that they could be.
Oh, that would be perfect because I love decoration stuff.
Okay. That's what I'm getting. That's what the impression that I'm getting. So sit down, and because you're a logical person, sit down and make a business plan.
Okay.
You know, where do you want to be in 5 years? Literally, where do you want to be? What address do you want to be at? And also figuratively, where do you want to be in 5 years? Obviously, everybody always says financially independent. That's a given.
Yep.
Successful, abundant, sought after.
Yeah.
Really good at what you do.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, when we get to those crossroads in life, a lot of times people, you know, they just stand there and they don't know what to do because they've done the same thing forever. Some of us, though, look at it and it's like, yahoo, I'm free. Now I can finally do what I want to do. I really don't feel like money's an issue for you. I feel like you've planned ahead. You've planned well. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So go ahead and get into the aspect of the law of attraction and just start planning what it is that you want to bring into your life. Now's the time.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. That's always a neat aspect of what I do is being able to go in and see a vision that I don't really understand, but really connecting for somebody. Because a lot of times it's really hard to make those decisions ourselves. And a lot of times we get a lot of negative what ifs coming at us. And if everybody that was ever going to start any kind of business or do any kind of an endeavor listened to all the what ifs, we wouldn't have Baskin-Robbins ice cream. So, now is the time to call in if you're listening. Those phone numbers are toll-free in the States, 1-877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, we'd love to hear from you. You can call in at 1-888-815-9756. Want to talk to you. I'd love to read for you tonight. If you've never had a reading with a psychic medium, I can't go anywhere you don't want me to go. I cannot read your mind. What I can do, though, is pick up on your energy, and if there are things that you want to discuss, that's usually the direction that spirit takes me, and then I validate it with you. So go ahead and call in. Again, those numbers are toll-free in the United States and in Canada. In the States, 1-877-876-5227. And in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. I sense a male energy around you. Are you aware of this?
A male energy?
Mm-hmm. Middle-aged male energy, I feel like on the other side, cross?
Well, I have some uncles that died young that
okay.
I love very much.
Did any of them have jet black hair with sideburns?
Really dark brown hair, but I don't think jet black. But
okay. Sideburns?
Well, in the 70s, that was the look.
Okay. That's what I'm looking at now.
Yep.
It looks like dark hair to me. Is this a K name or a C name like Kurt? Getting a C or a K impression?
Nope.
Okay. Go ahead and write that down and catalog it because it may make sense to you later.
Okay.
Okay. I'm feeling like you're kind of at a confused point in life right now. Is that right?
Yes.
You're a healer, right?
Yes.
You are. You need to understand that you're a healer. While I'm talking to you, I'm seeing bright green.
Yes.
Okay. You doubt yourself.
Well, yes.
Okay. How does that help you?
It doesn't.
Okay. Why do you do it? Don't have to answer that.
Good.
I'm feeling like you have kind of been brought up in an arena or an atmosphere of, it's not going to work, don't try it anyway.
Yeah.
You're the one that's going to break the mold. You're the one that's going to break the mold. Now, do you have a daughter?
Yes.
Okay. You're teaching her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching her best by what you don't say. You've heard this before, but it's true. Your actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
Okay. She's watching you.
Yep.
Okay. Does the number 21 apply to her?
22 is her birth date.
Okay. Did you go into labor with her on the 21st?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting 21.
Mm-hmm. It was a 26-hour labor.
Ouch. Okay. 21 is also a winning hand in blackjack.
Okay? It is.
You a gambler?
A little bit, but I try not to.
Gamble on this child because she's a winner.
Pardon?
I said gamble on this child because she is a winner.
Oh, and I was just playing blackjack with my grandson tonight because we like to play cards.
How weird
all
is that?
All sorts of games.
This is kind of fun, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You are the teacher for your daughter, but what's going to happen is your daughter is ultimately going to be the teacher for you.
I think so.
Yeah. Whatever healing work it is that you've done, that you've put on the back burner, you need to kick it up a level. Quit
right.
waiting for people to tell you that you're okay or that you're a healer. Just do it.
Right.
Okay?
Well, I do. I teach.
Hello? Hello? Are you back? You have to love sunspots in the summertime in Alaska. Caller that we just had, please call back so we can finish talking about what we were talking about. I don't know much about blackjack. I'd like to learn more, and I could do that by talking with you. Sometimes they take me in directions of things that I'm not real well versed in, and it's always kind of fun to learn a little bit about other people and how situations are viewed, and maybe learn how to play cards. So, again, for anyone else waiting to call in, we do have toll-free numbers in the United States, 1-877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, you can call in at 1-888-815-9756. Lines are open. I would love to read for you. I'm getting a lot of energy around me right now. I'm sensing there's a male, a father. Somebody's father is here with me. And if you're sitting there thinking about calling and not really sure, you don't even have to tell me who you are. You can just go ahead and call in. I'm really getting a strong sense of this energy around me, and I'm picking up the name Frank. So if this applies to you and you're not sure if you want to call in or not, please do, because this energy is very strong around me. Would love to talk to you. Hello? Hello. Are you back?
I'm back.
Yay.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I tripped over my cord, I think.
Okay, well, sit down.
I'm sitting. I was pacing.
Okay. Are you an Aquarius?
Yes.
That's my husband. That guy paces more.
It's our electric energy.
Yeah, it's an Aquarian thing, too. God love Aquarians. I really love you guys, but, boy, sit down.
It's so true. People don't understand that we get these bolts of, electric energy through us.
You
and that's why
move.
We get so hyper, you know, we get so excited about things. And
you vibrate.
Like and vibrant and, you know, impulsed. And they're looking at us like, why don't you calm down?
Yeah, can you just sit down, please? I'm seeing a birthday cake. Is there? It's a white birthday cake with pink frosting on it. Is there a female birthday?
Coming up?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or just passed?
Well, we all had our birthdays in February and April.
Okay. I'm getting, this is like now.
Now.
And it's a white cake with pink frosting, which tells me it's obviously a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a baby about to be born in your family?
My daughter's going to have her fourth boy soon.
Okay. I'm getting pink birthday cake.
Well, we wanted her to be. We wanted him to be a girl.
Oh, okay. Well, raise him as one. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
No,
I'm kidding. Don't do that.
No, no. We're thrilled. We're thrilled.
Good. Excellent. Is there any connection with you to the name Kennedy?
With the name Kennedy?
Kennedy.
No.
Okay, I'm seeing a street sign that says Kennedy. That would tell me either that's the way you go home, or you live on a Kennedy Street or a K connection.
My daughter's K.
Okay. Also, something else that is popping into my head. One of our politicians here in the States, Edward Kennedy, is going through some cancer issues.
That was
right
my
now.
Thought, too.
Okay. Is there a connection to this man?
No, just my deep admiration for John F. and
okay.
And my concern for him.
Okay. That name came up very clearly for me, and I saw it on a street sign. So if this impression is sending you in a direction, would you please follow it?
Okay.
As a healer, have you thought of working with cancer patients?
A hospice volunteer.
Okay. Hey. Are you working with a brain cancer patient?
It seems currently? Like, no, but my brother has cancer.
Okay.
And he was just recently diagnosed. But he lives in Missouri, so
okay.
Besides my energetic healing
mm-hmm.
that I do, well, that's that, you know.
Okay. That's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Distance healing, are you a Reiki practitioner, or you have a different spin on your healing?
I teach a technique, a self-healing technique called TAT.
Okay. You've got, yeah, because that's what I'm seeing, Reiki, and then it goes, so that tells me there's a different spin.
Right.
On it. That's some pretty intense energy that you're sending out. And it's
yeah.
very healing. I'm open anytime you want to send some.
There you go. I just did.
Thank you. that's some pretty intense stuff that you're sending out. And if you're teaching it, you need to kick it up a notch so people know it's out there.
Okay.
Okay. What's happening with our consciousness, with our healing, with everything right now is that everything is evolving and everything's ramping up. So if we have a new, easier way to do something that's easier for people to grasp,
yes.
As teachers, we need to teach it.
That's what I do. I try to teach as much as I can.
Okay.
In fact, I just had I have a teaching session coming up soon. I teach people. It's a self-healing technique, and
mm-hmm.
I call it a fifth dimensional.
Okay.
It, because they're coming, all these wonderful techniques.
Fifth dimension is good.
Pardon?
The fifth dimension.
It is.
And higher.
It's wonderful.
Is good. I know that's the only energy that I work with is fifth dimension and higher.
And that's where these wonderful Reiki and
mm-hmm.
EFT and things like this are coming from.
Yeah. So, yes, and all yes, you know. All the healing modalities out there. I'm also seeing a lot of blue around you and a lot of water, and that tells me that you're a very emotional speaker. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes do your words get in the way of your thoughts?
I think I speak. People really get engaged with my speaking.
Yes, and because it's charged with emotion, and that's what water symbolizes to
mm-hmm.
me.
Well, I get very excited about it.
Yeah, be passionate about what
I'm
you're
I'm very
doing.
Passionate about it.
Yeah,
because I've seen it work so well.
Mm-hmm. And part of the teach is really being able to share that love that you have of what you do. I'm very passionate about mediumship.
Yes.
And people seem, you know, they get excited because I'm excited. And like with your healing, I get excited.
Right.
Yeah. And
I sometimes when I'm talking to a group, I get chills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
And they're very engaged.
I got to vibrate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send some of that out. The neat thing about those of you that are Aquarius under the zodiac sign is you have this wizard type energy going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like put it in an energy ball and throw it out to the crowd like you're at a rock concert. Here's a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Let them catch it. You guys have your own way of understanding things and your own way of doing things, and the rest of us mere mortals don't always understand what you're doing. But we love that energy.
Well, I just feel like, you know how people say that, you know, miracles happen or
mm-hmm.
let's create a miracle, you know, things
mm-hmm.
like that. It's like, to me, the synchronicities, as I raise my energetic level or mm-hmm. my field or my being,
uh-huh.
The synchronicities turn into these miracles everywhere, you know?
Synchronicity and change are the two things you can always count on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's part of what we're seeing now as we evolve in consciousness, is synchronicity is becoming normal.
It is. So
yeah.
So it's like these like everything becomes miraculous.
Yeah, life
I mean, all
is
the
miraculous.
Time it's happening, you know?
Yeah. There is one religious sect that teaches there are no miracles because everything is a miracle.
Right.
And that's kind of a neat way to look at it.
I think so.
Yeah, it doesn't negate the fact that life is a miracle. It just backs up the fact that everything is a miracle. Taking a breath.
It is.
And
when you think about who you are, you know,
mm-hmm.
as a being.
Absolutely. Seeing a carousel horse. You kind of feel like sometimes you're on a carousel.
I do.
It's like I'm on this really pretty horse, but I'm going by the hot dog stand again.
Yeah, okay. I do.
Okay.
I do, because I want to, go ahead.
Okay. Make a conscious effort to change at least one of your very first behaviors first thing in the morning.
Okay.
That will help you get you out of the rut. It's like if you get up in the morning and have a cup of tea,
yeah.
Get up in the morning and take a walk and then come back and have a cup of tea.
Very interesting, because I get up every morning and have a cup of tea.
How weird is this? How does she do that?
How do you do that?
Thank you for being so open that I can connect with you. You're
oh.
really making
oh.
this easy. Do you like Victorian things?
I do.
Okay. That is part of your, I feel like that's part of past life stuff that you're not quite ready to give up yet. Do you have long curly hair?
If I ever grew it out, I could have long, maybe wavy hair.
Okay. Would you like to have like long curly hair? Is that kind of a dream?
Yes.
You were around in the 80s, obviously. Remember all those bands where they had the big hair?
Yes.
The big curly hair?
Yeah.
Is that kind of your dream hair?
Yes.
Okay. Go with it.
But then I think my Aquarius me comes out and wants spiky short hair or something, you know.
Well, that's where wigs come in really handy because, you know, one minute you can have this long Hawaiian mane and then the next you can be British punk.
Right.
And it's okay. The hair doesn't have to be attached.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm also, we're going to go kind of in a different direction with this, seeing the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Interesting.
You wanted his courage.
That's interesting.
Do you have a connection with that movie?
Oh, yes. I
okay.
love it.
Have you been drawn to that particular character?
Well, I've always had compassion for that character,
okay.
So maybe yes.
I don't think he's your totem animal.
No.
No. But he's a good example of kind of where you're going in life. It's like, I just want my courage.
Yeah.
You know, just give me that.
It's true.
Yeah. It is, and when we get to the end, all of the things that we were so afraid of are just some guy behind a curtain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so know that. It spoiled the end of the movie.
And I in times when life gets a little discombobulated or something.
Yeah.
The
technical Aquarian term.
Yeah, there you go.
Just remember, it's just a man from Kansas behind a curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yep.
The things that scare us and stop us in life come out of our own mind. We create our life. You
we
know
do.
That.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times when we're in the middle of it, it's hard to understand that or hard to remember that.
Right, because
yeah.
it feels so real.
Yeah, it feels very real. I got to ask you, too, did you just have a major mix-up with money going on? Did you, like, think you had so much, and it was like, no, you don't have any?
Yes, well, because I always have an attitude that even if I don't have money, I still have a lot of money.
Okay.
And recently I've overdrawn myself in a way because not on my bank account, but that I haven't had money.
Okay.
And it's really bugging me because I always have money.
Okay, well, get out of your own way.
But it's like, gosh.
If you need a good lesson in abundance, go
mm-hmm.
open your sock drawer.
Go open what?
Your sock drawer. How many pairs of socks do you have?
Lots.
Okay, how many feet do you have?
Two.
That's abundance.
Yes.
And if that's all you need to do to get back into that mode of thinking, then that's enough.
Yeah, I mean, I have so much, but it feels like not the dollars, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
But I'm very abundant. Yeah,
yeah. Good. Carry that things. Forward. I'm getting a lot of fresh flowers for you, like sweet peas and cosmos, hollyhocks.
Hmm.
Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. Do you have a grandmother that passed before you were born?
No.
Okay. This feels very English to me, very grandmotherly, and I'm actually seeing my grandmother who passed when I was 3 months in utero.
Oh.
Is there a Canadian connection with you or an English connection?
Not in a family way.
Okay. It doesn't have to be family. Is it an older woman who was a like a mentor for you?
No.
Okay. Write this down because it's really important and it might dawn on you about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Yes.
You can call this 800 number back because I won't be there now.
Okay.
It's like sweet peas, hollyhocks, flowers that are very papery and thin.
Oh.
Okay. And it's a very strong reference.
Wow.
Yeah, feels kind of English, feels kind of Canadian. I was raised near the Canadian border, and I'm seeing that area. So hollyhocks is about the only thing you could get to grow.
Well, I have a former significant other in Vancouver.
Okay. Is there a grandmother connection with this significant other?
No.
Okay. You might want to ask, are you in contact with this person?
Yes.
Okay, might want to ask if this makes sense to them or if they have a grandmother that's passed.
Okay.
Because this, I really get this energy is strong around you.
Okay.
Yeah, it really, really significant. Beautiful flowers. They're kind of pastels, yellows, pinks, violets.
Okay.
Yeah, those are nice colors. Those, if we go into the chakra, that's the yellow is the life force energy, pink is universal love and acceptance, and the violet, of course, is your crown chakra.
Yeah.
Connection with source. So, very good.
I was hoping to make some short vacations. Do you see any?
Are you going to Colorado?
No, I was hoping to go to Mount Shasta.
I was seeing mountain skiing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I interpreted it as Colorado. My bad. I'm sorry. But yes,
yeah.
I do see that. Mountain snow skiing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could ski in Mount Shasta now, couldn't you? Are they snow?
No, you can't ski.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Is there snow?
There is snow, but I don't think there's any ski lift. But hey, I might be wrong entirely.
Well, there's a technique we use up here in Alaska
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times we just are really, we're Alaskans.
Yeah.
If you could slide down a hill on an avalanche shovel.
Oh, my.
And it's fun, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's an Aquarius thing, too.
Hmm.
So, enjoy the snow, though. I do see that around. And I'm feeling like Telluride, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
I've been there. Now, I've never been to Mount Shasta, so that may be the only way my brain can understand what I'm seeing.
Right.
So, I hear it's very nice.
Oh, I think it's...
Yeah.
Portal.
Yes, the mountains are very much a portal. We have Denali up here, which is a huge, huge, huge vortex.
Mm-hmm.
You have an angelic connection, is this right?
Do I have an angelic connection?
Are you very, you like angels?
Oh, yes. They're all around me.
Yeah. What I'm seeing are streaks of beautiful blue light as I'm talking to you. And that's usually symbolic of me for someone that's got an angelic connection. And that always feels nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of feel like they're part of the energy that is with you as a healer. They're really supporting you,
mm-hmm.
not doing the work for you, but supporting you in what you do.
Right.
Giving you that feeling of this feels good. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting an amber, like an amber glow around you. Is your mother crossed?
No.
Okay. Is there a mother figure that's crossed?
Yes.
Okay. This is the amber glow that I get.
And she had amber hair.
Okay. She's all around you when you're doing the ceiling work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And it feels, that's one of the first ways that I recognized the energy that was my mother, was just this feeling of amber light around me.
Oh.
It was a really a phenomenal thing.
Yeah.
So you pack a punch. But don't punch your clients. They don't appreciate that.
Don't punch my clients.
No.
Nah, I'm pretty gentle.
Good. Well, you're doing your life's work, and you're doing it very well.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.
If there's anyone else out there that would like to call in, you're welcome to call in at this time. We do have toll-free numbers in the United States, 877-876-5227. And in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. We've got about 10 minutes left. If you want to call in and get a short reading, I would love to read for you. If you're listening and you like my technique and you might want to talk to me privately, you can always find me at www.holisticseek.com, and that's HOLISTICSEEK.com. Click on Alaska. My name is Julie Mir, PhD. You can click on my spot there and see what it is that I have to offer, what I charge, things like that. I am here at the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom every Thursday and Sunday, from noon until 6 on Thursdays and from noon until 4 on Sundays. This weekend I will be at the Tozer Dog Track for the Renaissance Festival, being Volva O'Keefe, the mystic of the muskeg. So that's what I'll be doing on this Sunday and next Sunday. If you're at Anchorage, please come out and support those events. If you're in Anchorage, please come out and support Stars of Alaska, who have made this radio show possible for you tonight. Susie and Marty have created a wonderful space here. They carry a variety of rocks and crystals, fossils, stones, jewelry. Really a neat store. So come on in. If you're not in Alaska, you should be. It's beautiful up here this time of year. We're getting near the solstice, and I believe on the solstice in Fairbanks, you can actually play midnight baseball without any stadium lights because the sun is still shining. So this is the time to visit Alaska. We have a lot of great readers and healers up here. In the coming weeks, I'm going to be featuring some of those people. We're going to have the Fairy Guide Mother, who's one of my favorite card readers on the planet, Althea. She has a wonderful energy, and she's very good at what she does. We'll also have the Hoodoo Mama, which does hoodoo, and I'm not real sure what it is that she does, and I would like to learn, just the same as you. And we also want to feature Renee from Old Bisbee Ghost Tours. She's in Bisbee, Arizona, and we were lucky enough to take a tour with her this last winter and thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. If you're down in Bisbee or Tombstone, Arizona, you need to look her up. She's really good at what she does, and the tour is well worth the money. So anyway, again, if you'd like to call in the last few minutes that we have here, we do have toll-free numbers. In the States, it's 1-877-876-5227. And in Canada, you can call in at 1-888-815-9756. So just a little bit more on why I do this work that I do. My base intention for doing this is to help people understand that when we leave our body, we don't die. Our consciousness, our thoughts, our mind, if you will, is infinite. It's really neat to be able to connect and do this work and see people heal and see them begin to understand and wrap their brain around life and what is the purpose of life and why are we here. It's more than just this. It's more than the freeways and the job and the house and the car and the 2.5 children and the dog. It's huge and it's infinite and it never has to end. We can communicate with them when we're here, when we're incarnate, and when we've crossed, hopefully we can find a really good medium that can help us communicate with our loved ones. That's the purpose for this work. I am a teacher. I do teach development circles here in Anchorage, Alaska. I plan to travel back to the Boeing Employees Expo, I believe in September. Going to come back down for that. You can see my ad and writings in New Connection magazine out of Portland, Oregon. And you can always find me on Holistic Seek. I do travel often. Sedona is one of my favorite places to go. Bisbee was fun. Tucson is somewhere I also like to be. The girls and I are planning another retreat, probably to Kauai, in this next year. That's one of the fun things about coming together in my development circles is we love to travel. Another lady and I did go to Lilydale, New York this summer, and that was trippy. If you're interested in mediumship, you really need to go to Lilydale. It's a great place. They have a lot of great mediums, a lot of great activities. It's well worth the long plane ride and the money that you invest. Alaska is a wonderful place. The vision of the center that I was given right before I moved up here is a healing center located near Denali. And what I saw was like a large dome. That looked like a large glass dome. I know that glass in earthquake country is not a good idea. But if you're interested in being part of that or you've shared in this vision and want to help with that, please go to Holistic Seek. Click on my page and send me a message. I would love to hear from you. The facility is going to be off the grid, so we need power sources that are not plugged in to electricity. We need forward-thinking people. We need inspiration to do this. So I'm just a very small part of it, but there are others who have seen the same vision. So that's what's going on in Alaska. It's been wonderful to be here with you tonight. And next week I'm going to try to have the fairy guide mother on. She's wonderful. Like I said, she's a fairy card reader. She's the reader I go to when I want a reading. She's dead on accurate. And she's just a lot of fun. The week after that, we're going to try to have Hoodoo Mama on. And she's a lot of fun, too. I haven't really asked what she does, but I know she does it well. So, if you're in Anchorage, Alaska, next March, we will be having an expo called Metapalooza. I just got a message tonight on MySpace that someone wants to have it, move it up in Fairbanks, so we might be having one up there. I never know where these things are going. It's always kind of exciting to grow and expand as spirit takes me. So I'm always listening and open for that. So anyway, just have a few minutes left if you want to call in. If you've been thinking about it, go ahead. It would be nice to hear from you. Again, thank you for spending this part of your evening with me. It's beautiful up here in Anchorage, Alaska tonight. It's about 50 degrees, and the sky's a little bit cloudy, but the sun is still shining. There are moose walking around. They're kind of like rats up here. They're all over the place, and they're wonderful to see. The bears are waking up. The doll sheep are out. The fish are biting. So if you wanted to take a cruise to Alaska, now is the time. This is really, really a beautiful place. And if you're a metaphysical person and you like to connect with vortices, we have them. We do.